guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Blondest. This is your host, Savannah Boda, better known as the Dallas Esthetician. And today I'm going to talk to you guys all about oily skin tips. So I'm super excited to talk to you guys about this because people have so many misconceptions when it comes to oily skin. It doesn't mean you're dirty. It doesn't mean you don't wash your face. And those of you that do have oily skin, you know how hard it can be. So let's start talking about what we can do. So we all know we want to look like a glazed donut, not a greasy slice of pizza. And, you know, it's very hard to differentiate the two because, you know, it's hard. Some people are like, oh, you're so dewy. And you're like, no, I'm actually super oily. But the things you can do at home, you guys, to reduce that oil, as we know, a lot of it is diet, a lot of it is genetics, and a lot of it is what you're doing to your skin. So if you have oily skin and you're not using a moisturizer, you're doing everything wrong. And I will tell you why. When your skin is depleted of oil, it's going to overproduce oil to compensate for the loss of oil. So you're really actually hurting your skin and causing more oil production by not using a moisturizer. So when we have oily skin, it's usually because our cell proliferation has been overloaded. It's an overcharge. We're proliferating all of this oil. So a lot of it has to come back to what are we eating in our diet? Because our androgen cells, that's what really does our cell proliferation levels. And if those are all wonky, either cell proliferation will completely stop or it'll speed up. So when our cell proliferation speeds up, it's really important that we're having good cell turnover. So retinoids, AHAs, exfoliation, but you don't want to over exfoliate, you guys. You want to make sure you're also locking in that hydration. And it comes down to your moisturizers as well. A lot of people think, you know, oh, I need an oil-free moisturizer. And like, you can, but honestly, you want to make sure you got your hose, your humectants, your occlusives, and your emollients, you guys. You need to push hydration into the skin because here's another synopsis. Well, yes, a lot of people think they have oily skin, but their skin's dehydrated. And again, what does that come back to? When you deplenish and deplete your skin of water levels, it's going to overproduce. You guys, it's like literally common sense science. Another way to reduce that oil on the skin is oil cleansing, because we all know oil is attracted to oil, so it helps pull the bad oils off the skin, but not strip the skin of the natural oils it needs. It is healthy to have normal oil on the skin, you guys. You don't want to be dry as a bone. You don't want to be just matte faced. I hated that matte face trend when everyone was just doing like, ugh, so ugly, so flat faced. I don't like it. So it is good to have some oil. You want to have that normal combination type skin. And there's ways to change things in your diet as well as your skincare routine to really make sure that your skin is healthy and at its optimal level. So here are some of my favorite tips, tricks, and products for oily skin types. Like I already mentioned, retinoids are perfect. Alpha hydroxy acids such as lactic acid, glycolic acid, mandelic acid, that will all help with the sebaceous proliferation as well. And then using blotting papers. That's something that a lot of my clients love to do, but I have one even better for you, which is Actrol powder. And if y'all follow my Instagram closely, you've probably seen me post about Actrol powder 5 bajillion times. And that's because it's so fucking amazing, not only for oily skin, but for dry skin, for acne prone skin, wound healing, anything like that. So what Actrol powder is, it's a golden seal. So it seals and heals, and it really helps absorb the excess oils in the skin. So it's almost like that Laura Mercier translucent powder, but skincare. So you can use it over your makeup. You can use it under your mask for your maskne. You can use it literally nighttime. You can reapply throughout the day. Like seriously, it is so, what's the word? Multifunctional. That's the word. It is multifunctional. So I absolutely love Actrol powder, especially for my oily skin types, because not only does it help make it look not oily, but it actually helps with the oil production. So blotting papers really are just like absorbing the oil, but it's not fixing the problem. It's like putting a Band-Aid on it. Actrol powder does both. It's going to instantly make your skin less oily, and it's also going to help it in the long run stop producing those extra oils. So now let's talk more about the moisturizers. As I was telling you, you want to have all three, the humectant, the occlusive, and the emollient. So what our humectants are, that's going to be hydration, your hyaluronic acid, all of those types of things. Your occlusive is actually going to be that barrier, the last thing that's on your skin that's going to lock in that hydration, because you don't want that hydration to escape. So that's that. And then we have our emollients, which are the oils. So that's what fills in the gaps of the skin and replenishes what is not there. So if we think about it, think about Carmex or ChapStick. You know, you put it on your lips, it feels good for a bit, but they're always still dry. Why is that? Because it's a fake moisturizer, because it's an occlusive. So if it's locking in that moisture, but there's not any moisture there, it's literally also preventing your skin and your lips from pulling moisture and water levels from the environment. So that's kind of the whole science behind occlusives, is you have to have that water there before you put the lid on it, you know? So if we have a soda and there's nothing inside the soda, but you put a lid on it, you can't get any soda in the lid and no soda is going to come out of it because there's nothing there, right? So you have to have that water in the skin, lock it in so that it doesn't come out of the skin and vice versa. So that is what occlusives are. So when it comes to lip products, even though this is like nothing to do with oily skin, you want to make sure it has, you know, some hyaluronic acid in there, that it has some oils in there, because you can't just put Vaseline on your lips. That's an occlusive. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to feel good for what, 30 minutes until you wipe it off or till it, you know, soaks in, but you're actually still going to be dry. So that's a little fact on that. So let's talk about some of my favorite products for moisturizers for oily skin types. So my go-to is Trio by Skin Better, which you guys know this is a medical line. So if you want to order it, you have to go through savannahboda.com, sign up on the Skin Better patient portal, and it will drop ship straight to your house. And they have a lot of cool promotions coming up for Black Friday. So keep your eyes out for that. This moisturizer is a little bit more expensive, but that's because it has the hose all in one. That's why it's called Trio, because it has all three. And that, you guys, is literally 2020 skincare summed up, because it is very, 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 very difficult to have a hydrator, an oil, and an occlusive all in one product. I mean, it really is hard to get that science and that ingredient intelligence down to that. Because usually, traditionally, what do? We put on our hyaluronic acid serum, and then we put on our ceramide based emollient moisturizer, and then we put on our occlusives and we lock it in and we go. So this really knocks out having to do three steps to get that hydration and get that moisturizing effect to the skin, because it's all in one product and it works one time. So Trio is my absolute favorite. If you're a guy listening to this and you have oily skin, they actually just came out with a new product called Solo, which is basically their antioxidant Alto. And then the moisturizer I just talked about, Trio. If Alto and Trio had a baby, it would be Solo. So it contains all of the ingredients of Alto and Trio all in one product. And honestly, guys, you can use this if you're a female as well and want to save money. It's once a day, because we all know men hate doing skincare, and they don't have time for it, whatever. Some guys like it, like Tyler freaking loves that shit. So yeah, that would be my recommendation for a moisturizer. Now, when we're talking about oil cleansing, I have a lot of favorites for oil cleansing, but my favorite drugstore oil cleanser is the DHC olive oil cleanser. I think you can get it at like Target, Sephora, Ulta, like all of the places. But if you want to know my personal favorite oil cleanser that I use at home, I actually use a warming honey cleanser, because it has that royal jelly. It's not specifically an oil cleanser, but it acts as an oil cleanser. So that's one of my favorites. It also has some enzymes, papain and bromelain, which is our papaya and pineapple enzymes. So they help eat those dead skin cells on the surface, and it's amazing. Another great product, you guys, just topical to use, is salicylic acid. That is a BHA, so it does penetrate deeper than alpha hydroxy acids. It's completely different functions. So your alpha hydroxy acids are really meant for that exfoliation, and our beta hydroxy acids are really supposed to remove that nasty stuff in the pore, cleaning out our pores. So that's going to actually dissolve all of that nasty, sticky sebum, dirt, oil, makeup, what have you, in your pore. So those are some of my oily skin tips. When it comes to sunscreen, you guys, the best sunscreen for oily skin is going to be a mineral-based sunscreen. That's really going to help mattify the skin as well and prevent too much oil and shine. Chemical sunscreens tend to be a little bit more hydrating. So if you are worried about that, definitely want to use a mineral-based sunscreen. Now let's talk about face masks and things like that. So you really don't want to be using too many clay masks or charcoal masks and pore strips and things like that, you guys, because once again, everything you do to your skin, it's going to react. Every action has a reaction, right? So if you're going to strip that skin way too much, all it's going to do is be like, fuck you, bitch, and produce more oil. So like, don't do it like that. There's a happy medium. There's a happy way to find a good oil balance. And if you're not an esthetician and you're listening to this, the best thing you can do, honestly, go see an esthetician, go get on a good skincare regimen, and you will see your oil production calm down so much. So last thing I want to talk about when we talk about oily skin is what we're eating. So I was telling y'all earlier about the androgen cells and how that affects our skin. So things that are high in progestin, such as soy, whey, peanuts, things like that. What is that going to do in the skin? It is either going to speed up cell proliferation or completely stop it. So make sure you're taking some of those foods out of your diet. Of course, I'm not a nutritionist. I eat hot Cheetos probably 3 times a week for dinner. So don't listen to me on that. But I will tell you, research and just acne specialists out there all know that those three ingredients really do affect the sebaceous glands. So keep that in mind. So yeah, that is what I have for you guys today on oily skin. If you guys have any more questions, make sure you leave us a DM or email us or write us back on our podcast page. So make sure you guys also leave a review, and we will see you next week.